Our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. Good morning.
How are you doing today, John Mark?
Wonderful. And you, as often you do, you have brought a guest with you.
I have brought a guest. I've brought the city of Cooper Mayor, Darren Braddy.
Good morning.
Mayor, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And hope it's the first of many times. Well, you have some big shoes to fill, I guess, so to speak, becoming the mayor of Cooper, because it's been a long time since anybody else has been the mayor of Cooper.
Yes. Scotty Stegall ran 14 years previously, so I can only hope to do as well as he.
Yeah. That is a big change for everyone. I was surprised to learn. I did not realize that the mayor's job in Cooper is a full-time occupation.
Yes, sir, it is. We do not have a city manager, as some cities would. Where the mayor is the city manager, so it's a full-time position. I retired from the position I had when I was elected, and it takes that kind of dedication to get what we need accomplished done.
If you don't have a city manager in particular, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so the term, is a two-year term?
Two-year term, yes, sir.
And so you'll have to be... running again here, just like the congressmen do every 2 years. It's a cycle.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, good luck, and I know you're off to a good start. Talk a little bit about some of the things that are important to you, but what are the key things for you?
I think right now the image of Cooper is what we're working on. We have an image that is not one that we're proud of right now, and we want to do through cleaning up. We've really attacked our streets, basic things, trimming of trees, getting things mowed to look nice, getting properties brought up to speed through code enforcement to make Cooper a viable option for others to come and invest into our town.
So it's a problem that a lot of small towns
have. You betcha. And it's tough when, especially when the mayor is responsible for code enforcement. But that's a responsibility that comes with the territory, and it needs to be done. It's an important one, so.
Yeah, not everybody's glad to have the city come knocking on the door and say, you need to cut the grass or do whatever, paint the house or whatever is required.
Unfortunately not, but our goal is to come alongside people and help them bring their properties up to speed. We're not out to try to beat people up. We want to beautify our town, and doing that together as a group.
We're going to talk about your regular cleanup activity here in a moment or two. But as part of this in commerce, I know that part of what they consider cleanup is taking down some substandard houses that could not be brought up to code. Is that part of what you're trying to accomplish in Cooper also?
Yes, sir. We actually have a partnership with Sanitation Solutions, who provides our trash service. They've actually torn down 10 homes for us this year and helped them and haul them off. A couple more houses that we've got slated that we want to get down, and then, of course, have somebody turn around and take those lots and turn them into properties, because rental property, just as it is in commerce and everywhere else, is it's a tight market.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller, and also the mayor of Cooper, Darren Braddy. So now you're having a regular monthly cleanup that people can volunteer to help with.
Yes, we had a group of concerned citizens get together and get this started, and now they're meeting every third Saturday of the month, and they are taking sections of the town and going through with trailers and things that the trash won't pick up, or brush, or things that people just can't take care of themselves, and they're getting free dumps provided by the city to come in and just to help in the efforts to change that image.
Mm-hmm. And so the next opportunity for that is July 15th.
Yes, sir. Anybody can come out and be a part of that.
Okay, good. Cindy, the big story in the latest edition of the Cooper Review, the solar farm out on Highway 71. That's wow, what a neat deal that is.
It's awesome. We're so excited. It's the first ever for Delta County, and we got Yogi and Suzanne Patel thinking forward and started this, and I know Mayor Braddy was there and helped flip a switch to start it all. So,
Darren, what's this all about?
Well, I tell you, it's the future. Renewable energy is where we need to go. We need to be responsible as cities to do that, and I know it's happening across the country. These guys are, like Cindy said, forward-thinking, put this together, and they're able to provide 1.5 million kilowatts of electricity out of there. And just to give you an idea, that's what the city of Cooper, through our water, sewer plant, and our light poles that we pay, that would cover our electricity for a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's quite a an advancement for Delta County.
Yes, Delta Oasis is the name of it. You can pull that up in Google and see that, and I believe there's 3,500 solar panels. So it was a significant investment into Delta County.
All right. Cindy and Darren, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Cindy Roller, the editor of the Cooper Review, and Darren Brady, the mayor of Cooper, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETY.